This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Additional U.S. troops are heading to the Middle East or have newly arrived there to bolster air defenses to protect U.S. personnel amid a surge in attacks in the region by Iran-affiliated groups, according to the Pentagon on Thursday.
It's part of our efforts to deter a broader conflict and further bolster U.S. force protection capabilities. I can confirm that since our initial force posture announcement, approximately 900 troops have subsequently deployed or are in the process of deploying to the U.S. Central Command area of responsibility.
That's Brigadier General Patrick Ryder, who says as tensions soar over the Israel-Hamas war, U.S. troops have been attacked at least 12 times in Iraq, 4 times in Syria in the past week. EU leaders have agreed at a summit on Thursday to call for the establishment of humanitarian corridors and pauses to get urgently needed aid into Gaza. The United States says Russia has been executing its own soldiers. U.S. National Security spokesperson John Kirby says the U.S. believes that the Russian military has been actually executing soldiers who refuse to follow orders, and that Russian commanders are threatening to execute entire units if they seek to retreat from Ukrainian artillery fire.
It's reprehensible to think about that you would execute your own soldiers because they didn't want to follow orders, and now threatening to execute entire units. I mean, it's barbaric. But I think it's a symptom of how poorly Russia's military leaders know they're doing and how bad they have handled this from a military perspective.
This is VOA News. Nigeria's